After more than a decade in the real estate business as a realtor and trainer, Caroline Boland hasn't seen it all yet, but she's seen a lot. On this episode of the Royal Palmcast, she explains what it takes to become a realtor and what to expect in your first year in the business. If you're thinking of a career in real estate, or if you just became a realtor, this is your chance to learn from one of the best, beginning right now.
You're listening to The Royal Palmcast, the show about all things real estate. From the production studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in Fort Myers, Florida, here's your host, Jim Sandville.
Welcome to The Royal Palmcast. I am Jim Sandville, your host. This is the show where we talk about real estate. We talk about all aspects of it. If you are a realtor, if you're buying a home, selling a home, own a home, you will very likely hear something that will help you in your quest, whatever that may be. I'm here in the studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in beautiful, sunny Fort Myers, Florida. And I'm looking over to my right, and there's Jerry Johnson.
Hey, there I am.
Hey, yes. Jerry.
Hi. Oh, my eyes are blinded by the bright, sunny Southwest Florida weather.
It is bright. Well, yeah.
I'm squinting.
Just keep those sunglasses
so sunny.
On. Jerry wears sunglasses in the studio.
That's because I'm cool.
I thought it because his future was so bright.
Yeah. Well, I wear my sunglasses
wear
at
shades.
Night, too. Yeah.
Right on Corey Hart.
There we go.
Anyway, Jerry, great to see you. Everything going all right?
Yeah, everything's good, Jim. Good to see you as well.
It's a pleasure to be here. One of the reasons I'm excited is because we have an ultra cool guest today who's looking at me right now saying, what, who, me? It is you. It is you. It's Caroline Boland. Welcome, Caroline.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
We are thrilled to have you. Caroline is going to talk about things that would be of great interest to you if you are considering a career in real estate, or maybe if you're just starting out. She is one of our premier educators here at RPCRA. She does a great job teaching a variety of classes, and she's been doing it for a little bit, so she has a few stories to tell. We are about to hear them from her. Caroline, tell me a little bit first about your background. How'd you end up in Florida? How'd you end up in real estate?
That is a great question, and I think about it often. Completely by accident. I'm originally from the Midwest, the Chicago area. I was born in the beautiful city of Gary, Indiana. I attended Valparaiso University, and as I like to say, for better or for worse, lived in the Midwest for over 40 years. My husband traveled extensively for his job, and I always used to joke with him and say, if you ever get a job where you live, where we can live where you work, we're going. And one day he said, guess what? I have a great job offer in Fort Myers, Florida. We're moving.
Your husband told you this?
Yeah, and they called my bluff, really. I just thought I was being nice for the previous decade and just say, yeah, I'm moving.
What was your reaction?
You know what? I don't like snow. I'll be perfectly honest. We had visited this area over and over again on vacation, and the thought of moving to Florida, and many in the Midwest think about it all the time. Oh, one of these days I'm going to move to Florida. You know, sometimes it's a retirement goal. We were nowhere at that stage. In fact, our kids at the time were in kindergarten, third, and fourth grade. So our thought was, if we're going to do such a move, it's going to be now. Huh. And we packed up the folks and we moved to Beverly, as we like to say here.
welcome, Mr. Drysdale over here.
Yeah, so it was very, it was an interesting time. It was 2008, and I did not know anything about the real estate market or working in real estate for sure. My only experience was I had bought and sold four properties over my lifetime up until then. Truly, when looking back, I knew nothing about the transaction.
These are your personal properties you're talking
about. Yeah, yeah. Just, but it was something with every transaction that had always interested me. And one thing I definitely recall, my first transaction, I was in my mid-20s, and I was buying a property, my first, on my own as a single woman. Fun fact, in the deed in 1992, I was legally referred to as a spinster, which means an unmarried woman. I thought, hey, give me a chance. I'm still in my early 20s.
But that sounds like a dowager.
No, it's a legal term. Okay. And I remember I was fascinated with the process, and at the time I had a corporate job right out of college, coming out of the go 80s, and I was really into what was going on, not just me trying to find a property, but the entire transaction. And I remember mentioning to my realtor, you know, wow, what's it like to be you? And she looked at me and said, don't ever work in real estate. She said, I want to be you. So we talked about why we wanted to be each other.
All right.
And she said, listen, she said, I'm a single mom. I have three kids. I live and die by every transaction. You have a job. You have a place to go every day. You have a paycheck every 2 weeks. Kind of what I refer to as the golden handcuffs. Mm-hmm. And that's not a 50 Shades of Grey thing. So we're not to get it. It's not that kind of show. I know.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, okay, good, good. Hey, you don't know. All right, good, good. You know, don't want to upset the Jays here. So anyway. And it was scary. And it was, I still think about that conversation. And it was always in the back of my mind, what are the real estate folks doing? And I'm not going to lie, I was very thankful for my job. That job allowed me to buy a place. I had many perks in my job. I was in the business of reinsurance. Reinsurance is insurance for insurance companies. I learned a lot about hurricanes before I had to, which is when I moved down here.
Is there a reinsurance?
There is. It's called a retrocessionaire, and we got to wake everybody up here before we go into
the
multi.
Quad re?
it's a big circle, truthfully.
Wow, okay.
And anyway, I just...
And the taxpayers are holding the bag.
I just tabled it over and over and over again. And when we moved to Florida, that's where things changed. And I was really somewhat uptight about our move. Like I said, for better or for worse, I lived in the Midwest forever. I knew everybody, the good and the bad and everything else. And it really wasn't the house. And that was my first lesson in real estate, is that real estate's not about the house. It's about your life. And people make decisions to buy or sell because of an expectation of what that transaction is going to do to their life. You're talking about your largest emotional and financial investment all balled up into one. And when we moved to Florida, I wanted help. I didn't want to be sold anything. I wanted help. I didn't understand schools. I didn't understand flood zones. Where am I going to put all the stuff? They don't have basements here. You know, I had all kinds of things going on.
What's that?
Exactly right.
AKA storage.
And it was really kind of an awakening, if you will. So we moved here. It's 2008. My own realtor at that point, by the time we concluded the transaction, we had gone through several realtors by the time I did find someone to help me, said, you know, I think you should get your license. And I think it maybe was an act of revenge, thinking, well, maybe, you know, you'll meet somebody like you that'll run them through a million different properties and ask a million different questions. But it was just funny because I said, you know, I've been thinking about it so much for the last 20 years. But when we moved down here, I didn't have a job anymore. Mm. I had to find a way to earn my keep, and it was a real leap on my part to say, well, I'm going to try. I'm going to do something I want to do, not something I have to do. Mm-hmm. But then looking back, I'm thinking, holy cow, what was I thinking? Okay, the beginning of one of the biggest recessions this country's ever seen. Mm-hmm. I'm living squarely in the hotbed of the most short sales and foreclosures that anybody's going to see in the country. I've never worked in real estate. I don't know anyone here. I've never worked in sales. And by the way, I don't think I want to sell stuff.
Well, yes,
exactly right. But I go back to what I was thinking, and this is one of my truths to folks that are thinking about pursuing a real estate license, is I don't have a whole lot of people that call me up and say, I want you to sell me something. But what word I hear over and over again is help. Mm-hmm. Help. And I usually pose this to students. How many of you in the room have great sales experience, think you can sell stuff, love to sell stuff, this is what gets you going in the morning? And I admire people that raise their hand and say, hey, this is me. Mm-hmm. I say, great, you have something I don't have, and I will never have. And it's my own mental hang-up. I would be perfectly straight about that. But then I'll say, okay, the rest of us here, how many of you think you can help somebody? And everyone raises their hand. So however you spin it around in your head, that's what really working in real estate is about, is people are putting their lives in your hands and asking you to give the best of your professionalism and knowledge to guide them through this transaction. Because if you think about, why do people buy and sell homes? There's some expectation of what this decision is going to do to their lives. You know, the plus side is it's great when you meet someone, wow, we just got married, or we're going to have a child, or we just got a big job promotion, or like we're seeing right now, you know, I've been thinking about moving to Florida for 30, 40 years. Now's the time. You know, that's great. But if you think about when I got started in real estate, it was the exact opposite. I've lost my job. We have to relocate. We need to stay one step above the bank. We might lose our home. You know, it was a very down time. There are folks down here, you will meet people that are selling because of a personal loss, a financial loss, any number of tragedies. So they're asking for help. And the idea that we are going to buy or sell, they have some vision about what that decision is going to do to further their lives along. And that was one of my biggest eye-opening takes when I first jumped into the pool here was, this isn't about the darn house. The house is easy. The house is, and I use the word brick and mortar. We don't have that in Florida. We have a wood frame and stucco, but the idea, or concrete block. But the idea here is the house is just that. It's what it means to your life. And I contend there's no other product on the planet that can be bought and sold that grabs that attention in your life.
You must have had a couple of transaction experiences where it worked out so well for everyone and it made you feel really good about what you do.
Oh, without a doubt. Many. I will tell you my absolute favorite. The one time in my professional life, regardless of how I was earning a paycheck, that I really felt I mattered, and it was a transaction involving a veteran. And it was a young man. He was a 100% disabled combat vet. And he was in his early 30s, and he had a family. And you and I, could not see his injury. But his injury was significant.
So he was ambulatory and
functional. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But he had suffered greatly with his service.
Yeah.
And our challenge was to find him an appropriate home. And part of the challenge was he was very claustrophobic, had to be a lot of open space, high ceilings, area around the home. We wanted to take full advantage of the VA loan, and I worked with a terrific lender, and that is one of my tips. Nobody in real estate can survive on their own. You have to have a fantastic team around you. And the lender and I were committed to finding him the appropriate home, making sure that it met all of the requirements of his financing, took full advantage of his service, and I still remember the closing when he was returned his escrow deposit because it was not needed as part of the transaction. And if that weren't enough, and this is the honest truth, months later at Christmas, I received a text that morning, and it was a picture of he and his family in front of the Christmas tree, and he said, you know, thank you for getting us in our home. And I thought, you're thanking me? I'm thanking you. What that young man gave up for the benefit of that home and that loan is something that I couldn't do.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And truthfully, I never in my life have I felt so meaningful to someone's life. And the lender and I we still work together. We're still in touch. We talk about it often. That was one of our greatest professional moments.
Now, are you still an active realtor?
Yes, I am. Yeah. I have my own brokerage. I have a broker's license. My brokerage is mainly, it's not anything anybody would see. There's no signs, billboards, you know, all this stuff. It's mainly for my own transactions and a few associates with me. But yeah, that's another beautiful aspect of real estate. Once you have your license, you should have your license active, or at least current, the rest of your life. Opportunities come and go. Markets come and go. Things change in your life. But the ability very quickly to engage in a transaction or make sense of something that's in your radar is priceless. Mm-hmm. You never want to let it go. And I see a lot of folks through class, especially a lot of folks that are licensed in other states, and they're there for just that reason. You know, hey, you know, I like the topic. I know a lot about it. And I'm sitting around the pool and people are constantly asking me, hey, where would you live? And if you're going to talk about it anyway, you might as well get paid.
Mm-hmm.
To my knowledge, one of my oldest students, and only because he told me, maybe there's been older students, but there was a gentleman, he was funny, he sat in the front row, and he said to me, I'm in the front row. He goes, I just want you to know I'm not a front row kind of guy. So basically that was his you know, messaged me, don't pick on me. And I don't pick on the front row people here. But he said, look, he goes, I'm 82. He goes, I've got to sit in the front. I can't see and I can't hear. So, you know, give me a break. I said, I'm with you all the way. But I said, just why are you here? He said, I've been interested in this topic my entire life. He said, I don't know if I'll sell liquor real estate, but I'm interested.
Bucket list.
And I thought, well, how cool is that? I had one class where I could just tell by the respondents, there were so many different accents in the room. And I wrote on the board, where are you from? Where are you from? And this was a room of maybe 50 students. I had 25 different countries written
really?
On the board. I mean, this is open for everyone. And that's one of the beautiful aspects of real estate.
That was here in Fort Myers.
Yeah, though. Absolutely. Yeah. Right here in Fort Myers. But the requirements to get a real estate license in Florida, I know we do have listeners all over the country, but in Florida, really, minimal requirement is 18 with a high school diploma or its equivalency, which is a GED, and a background check, which includes fingerprinting, and a social security number. There's no residency requirement.
Those are the only requirements.
Yeah.
Huh.
Now, that's to get started. There's an educational requirement. You have to complete a course. You have to pass a course exam, and you have to pass a state exam.
Right.
So there's a proficiency before you get your license. But if you think about 18 with a high school diploma, that's a pretty basic point of entry.
Right.
And again, with the huge responsibility of what once you're licensed you can do, that's a little scary, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
You know, here, take my money and my life's goals and everything and put it in your hands.
Yeah, but, yeah. I want to find out a little bit more from you about the process. If I decide to become a realtor, what's my first step and what are the next steps after that? We do need to take a very quick break.
Absolutely.
So we will be right back with Caroline Boland. I almost said Bolden. It's Boland. Boland, B-O-L-A-N-D. Right after this quick message.
Hi, I'm Samantha Marker with Myla Faubuchon Realty, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
Hey, this is Jeffrey Breton, MLS Director at Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
Hi, I'm Andrea Dillon, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
Do you own a second home or a vacation property? Do you rent it out to vacationers? Local governments across Florida are over-regulating your ability to rent out your property. RPAC fights these regulations and defends the rights of homeowners across Lee County and Florida. Invest as little as $20 in RPAC today to help us fight unwanted government regulations. For more information or to invest, contact Kevin Besser, the Director of Public Policy, at kevin@rpcra.org.
We hope you're enjoying the Royal Palmcast, a production of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association, your association for realtor resources, services, and education in Southwest Florida. We're committed to the success of all our members and advocate for property rights, both commercial and residential. We continue our efforts educating and influencing policymakers at all levels about issues important to realtors and homeowners. RPCRA also leads the way with community involvement, market analysis, and member engagement, all of which contribute to a superior realtor experience. With two convenient locations in Fort Myers and Cape Coral, the staff of RPCRA is here for you. You'll find us online at rpcra.org and across social media, including Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, SoundCloud, and all major podcast apps. Be sure to subscribe, like, share, and follow us to stay current on all our upcoming classes and events. Now, back to Jim Sandville and the Royal Palmcast.
Welcome back to the Royal Palmcast. I am Jim Sandville along with Jerry Johnson.
Hello.
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 And our guest, Caroline Boland. Caroline is an instructor here with our training and development area. She also, her full-time job is with Larson Educational Services. I don't know if we even mentioned that before, but that's true, right?
That is correct.
That is correct.
I've been an instructor at Larson Ed for 9 years plus, and I'm currently their director of instructor training and development. I was a student of Larson Ed. I'm what we call one of the cradle to gravers there. Okay, uh-huh. I stumbled in for career night, you know, after I did this soul searching and said, you know, bad market be darned, I'm going to pursue a real estate license. Wow. And kind of the joke is I never left. You know, I came from my sales associate license, returned from my broker license. They hired me as an instructor. And I don't know if you ever saw the Seinfeld episode where George got the fake job at he's working on the Penske file where he just kept showing up at the...
Importer, exporter, or is that Vandalay
Industries? That's Vandalay Industries. But I said, I don't know, Larson, I think just said, you're here so much, stick around. But really, it was my first foray into professional education that I saw, wow, this is, as we like to say, news I can use. And I gravitated toward them and really feel they provide premier quality education. Their founder and author is very much a presence at the campus and truly a friend and mentor, Rick Larson. But with that, I've also been able to carry on over to our association. I'm a Florida Realtors faculty member and teach through that as well, and I own and maintain my own brokerage. I will never leave the real estate side of the business, but again, one of the very cool things about real estate to me is once you are licensed, there's a million different directions you can take that license, and it allows you the most adaptability with your own decision making.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're here to talk, among other things, about the process of becoming a realtor. But first, I want to share a fun fact about Caroline that I learned during the break. Jerry, I don't know if you were in the room when she revealed this. She pulled back the curtain on her private life.
Well, you know, I like fun facts.
This is a fun fact. Yeah, Caroline, what is your volunteer gig you were talking about?
Well, my current volunteer gig. All three of my kids were very active in high school. My daughter was actually, she was on the first Fort Myers High School basketball team that won the girls' state championship.
That's awesome.
So she has a nice trophy and an additional fun fact, LeBron James sent all of the girls a pair of shoes. That was pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Extremely.
And both of my sons were high school baseball players. So through my affiliation with youth sports, I've done girls high school play-by-play basketball announcing at the games, and currently I am the voice of the Cypress Lake Panthers.
You're the PA announcer?
I am the PA announcer and the lineup and who scored what, and you're out, and you know, ducks on the pond, nobody
who's on
out,
first?
Let's go, you're darn right, you know, can of corn for a deep fly ball, you know,
let's go.
Yeah. But the best part of it is I get to share my love of 70s and 80s classic rock in between innings,
yeah.
A little something for the parents out there.
By the way, come into their games.
Cubs, White Sox, or Red Sox?
I'm a Southsider. I'm White Sox all the way.
Sox,
I gotta
Comiskey.
Say,
right.
Yes, absolutely, the good old days for sure. But you know, again, so we moved to Florida. One of the beauties down here, we've got spring training teams, we've got all kinds of pro teams. Mm-hmm. Actually, I've seen more Chicago games since we moved to Florida when the teams visit the various adjoining parks. The announcing is a great time. It's fun for the kids to hear their names, like they're big leaguers, and the parents like hearing the kids' name and the grandparents.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And it's just all around fun. I enjoy it tremendously.
And it's a great baseball town with the Minnesota Twins, the Boston Red Sox, with spring training here.
And the Panthers have an exciting game tonight. We were looking at postseason action, which we haven't seen for a while. So we've got a big matchup tonight with one of the teams from Collier County, and looking forward to it. And we will rock you.
Very cool. So that is a fun fact. Your side hustle is a baseball announcer.
Love it.
Very cool. All right. So getting back to the real estate, if I wanted to become a realtor, what's my first step and where do I start?
Okay. Well, your very first start is your education. The state of Florida, assuming that you're not previously licensed in another state or currently licensed in another state. So let's say you're just starting fresh. It's something you've been kicking around for a long time. The first thing you're going to do is you need to get the education. The state of Florida says that the minimum requirements, you must be 18, You must. Are you at least 18? Are we okay here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Right. He's squeezing in under the wire. Yeah. Okay, yeah. He's getting in under the wire barely, here. But. All right, so check. Do you have a minimum a high school diploma or equivalency? Check.
So far, yeah.
Do you have a reputation for being honest, trustworthy?
That's where I fall down.
Okay, well, that's it. That's okay. That is a stumble. No. But guess what? The state of Florida is going to fingerprint you, so assuming you haven't burned them off, you know, Chicago style here, you're going to be okay. You're going to be fingerprinted. The state's going to review your application and your fingerprinting. That's going to go on simultaneous to you ideally enrolling in a quality real estate education program, because the requirement is you attend a 63-hour course in its entirety. You are going to successfully complete, meaning pass, that course exam. Once you complete that aspect, you'll go on to take a state exam.
What is the name of the course, the first one?
Pre-licensing, Sales Associate Pre-licensing. That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm. And you teach this?
I do. Course. I teach pre-licensing to sales associates, to brokers. I teach post-licensing, continuing ed, et cetera, et cetera. So, but your first order of business, and that course is vital to your understanding of what you're going to see on that test. And it's a requirement. Sometimes people say, oh my gosh, I've watched HGTV for the last 10 years. I don't need to take that test. You'd be surprised what is on that test. And a good course, good quality instruction will well prepare you for that exam. Now, your next thought is, this is all for free, right? No. And then the one very realistic look, you have to look at it this way, as I see it. When you work in real estate, you are an independent contractor. You are not an employee. Employee means you get a job. You have work a set number of hours. You have set expectations. You're paid at a set time. Let's just face it. I know it never happens with you two here, but let's just say you had a job where one day you're just not feeling it. And you can you imagine, maybe you've seen a couple episodes of The Office, you know how this works, where you just kind of dial it in for that day and you just kind of just hang there till the clock ticks five and you can blast out of there. And it's okay. Whatever you produce for that day is not really that relevant because you're still going to get paid on Friday. That's not what real estate is. You're an independent contractor. You are a business within a business. The confines of this business say, as a sales associate, you must attach your license to a brokerage. But really, within that context, it's your business. And that is wildly liberating, but it's wildly eye-opening at the same time. Because in real estate, you are paid when you produce. Produce means sold a property. I hear this all the time on Mondays. It makes me laugh. I didn't have time to go to the beach this weekend. I sold three houses. I don't mean to be a jerk, but I'll say, well, no, you didn't, because banks and title companies aren't open on the weekend. You might have put three under contract, which is an awesome way to start, but they didn't close.
Yeah.
When they close means they have sold, and that's a great moment. But if your deal falls apart, even with all of your best efforts, how much did you earn?
What?
Zero.
Deals fall apart?
They do.
Wait a minute.
They do.
No,
not on
no
TV,
one,
but in real life, they do. So with that, going back to, well, what are my startup costs? What am I thinking about here? Remember, you're not getting a job, so you've got to have some bank. You're starting a business. But if you really think about it, there's no other business I can imagine on this planet that you can truthfully start with so little. Now, my mind, little, what's little? I like to say you need $2,000 to $5,000 to get started. And that is before you even contemplate, do you currently have a day job? Do you have expenses? Do you have rent? Do you have a house payment? Do you have a car payment? Do you have a cell phone payment? Do you have health insurance? You know, again, as an independent contractor, no one is going to be providing your benefits. So I'm just talking about getting started. This doesn't really contemplate your other expenses if you have them. Getting started, a quality class for your pre-licensing will cost you in the neighborhood of around $450. Then you need to apply to the state. That's going to cost you $83.75. Those fingerprints I'm warning you about. That's $57, okay? Then when you take the state exam, you're going to pay the state another $37. So there's another, you know, shade under 200 that you need as a startup. I mentioned you need to join a brokerage. Well, joining a brokerage means you're also going to join a realtor association that your broker belongs to. That's not free.
Hey, we're a realtor association.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And while I'm here, I will tell you, there is a huge difference. One of my pet peeves is when I hear people use the word realtor like Band-Aid. You know, hey, I cut my finger. I need a Band-Aid. Well, do you need Band-Aid brand or will an adhesive bandage work?
Right.
Well, a lot of people say, well, I need a realtor. And I think it's super important to understand what is a realtor.
Sure.
And a realtor really means you belong to the Professional Trade Association, the National Association of Realtors. Our local branch here is Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association. It's part of Florida Realtors. But the biggest takeaway is what makes one a realtor is you upholding a code of ethics. And it's a very strict and purposeful code of ethics because the business we're involved in is so serious. Mm-hmm. So not all sales associates are realtors. And when I hear the word realtor bantered around, I wish the public knew more about the ethical component of being
a
realtor.
That is big in this industry.
But that's on us, I believe, as members. I've been a member for as long as I've held the license, is that it's up to us to constantly demonstrate and express the quality of a realtor versus just somebody running around trying to sell you a house.
Well, you know what I hear more often than I need a realtor? I hear I need a realtor.
Well, yeah, a realtor.
What's up with that?
Yeah, well, the realtors are all at the Dr. Orr's office right now. They couldn't be here. But yeah, that's one of my first teaching points. I say it's not on the test, but two syllables, realtor.
Where does that extra syllable come from?
Hard to say. There's all kinds of words that are routinely mispronounced.
So there are a lot. How's enrollment at Larson? Is that steady declining?
Through the roof. This is statewide, and this is again another post-pandemic shocker to me that never in a million years would I have predicted what the pandemic has done to the business of real estate and the demand for real estate. Truthfully speaking, a statistic came out that right now there are more folks with a real estate license than available properties to sell.
Mm-hmm.
The pandemic did a number on people mentally. So let's talk about the current surge in folks moving to Florida. I think a lot of people said, hey, I've had it. If I'm going to work at home, if I'm going to have to educate my children from home, if I have to stay in a certain area, I want it to be in a beautiful area.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm not being political, but next to what I believe is South Dakota, Florida is the least restricted state in terms of your ability to make your own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not down on South Dakota. That Sturgis thing kind of sounds like a good time to me, actually. But, you know, for the rest of the year, Florida's hot. So we've got people moving to Florida because of what the pandemic illustrated in their own lives. Decision-making, warmth, working more from home. From a real estate perspective, sadly, a lot of folks had the rug pulled out from underneath from them in terms of their employment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying real estate's the silver bullet. You've got to go into it eyes wide open and be prepared. But I think a lot of people took a look at their current situation in life and said, I'm tired of other people making decisions for me, because decisions were made for me without any warning, without any consultation on my part. And the numbers in terms of licensees, both locally here, especially through Larson Ed, and statewide, are record breaking.
Well, is it too competitive?
That's a great question. In my opinion, I don't like when people say, well, is it hard? Yeah. Life is hard. I don't look at things as good, bad, hard, easy.
Right.
Darn right it's competitive, and you're going to have to dig deep. But through the highs and lows of a market, I still believe there's enough business for everyone.
Yeah.
Not the same business. Everyone's going to have a different plan. And if you hold your standard to someone else's, it's very soul-searching, the thought about getting involved in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to be goal-driven. You have to be motivated, disciplined, because again, you're your own business. No one's going to tell you to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Your sphere of influence. Are you willing to talk about your business? Are people willing to work with you? It's a slow start, and this is just my opinion, but my real opinion is if you have one deal within your first 6 months of getting licensed, that's great. And somebody might say, well, how am I going to pay my bills on that? Great question. That's for you to answer. Don't quit your day job yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, a moment ago you mentioned, Caroline, that there are more realtors, licensed realtors in Florida than listings available right
mm-hmm.
now. That's largely a function of, well, a couple of things. But one of the big drivers is people aren't listing homes, that there's a bottleneck there that's going to let loose at some point, and things are going to get a lot busier for realtors, right?
Oh, listen, I don't like when people gauge their success on the market. Well, I'm doing great, the market's doing great. Or we saw this the last 15 years ago during the last big market shift where, well, I'm getting out of real estate because the market stinks, or I'm getting into real estate because everyone's buying or selling houses. If you're going to be good at this and you're going to sustain yourself with this, you're going to have to learn to adjust with markets. Because the same market exists for everyone. Right. There's not a cloud over me that says it's a bad market, but it's a good market for Jim and Jerry. That's not at all how it works. And it's the sustainability. It's the pipeline. It's the ability to ride the highs and lows. And that is a very, very daunting ride.
Yeah.
I will say that. You've got to be prepared for it. It's not for everyone.
No, I've heard time and again from guests here in the studio that 80% of the sales are gotten by 20% of their realtors. Do you agree?
The folks that I know, and there's a lot of people and successful in real estate that you've never heard of, okay? Not everybody's on a billboard or on a TV commercial or on a bus bench or whatever is, and that's perfectly okay. You've got to set your own goals. But I can tell you, your top producers, everybody earns every penny. Mm-hmm. But I will say that the folks at the top, they are working their tails off morning, noon, and night. Mm-hmm. And one of the jokes in real estate to me always is, well, you get to make your own hours. When do people want to look at homes? Evenings, weekends, down here in Florida, holidays. Hey, we're visiting. We're going to vacation over the winter break in Florida. Hey, what's tomorrow? December 25th? That'd be a great day to go look at some homes.
Yeah. I can imagine. Yeah.
And you make a decision. Yeah. I'm not saying you have to work those hours, but you're going to make a decision. If you're not going to work with them, someone else is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of decision making.
Right. You know, Caroline, I have 100 more questions. We're not going to get to them during this particular episode, but you have consented to do a couple of shows with us while you're here. So there will be a lot more of Caroline to come in future episodes. So watch for those right down the road. But now we get to what I consider my favorite part of the show. This is what we call the lightning round. Mm. It's a lot of fun, but it's Jerry. I don't know. Do you enjoy lightning round days?
Oh yeah, of course.
All right,
it's a highlight.
It's a lot of work for you, Jerry.
Well,
Jerry drives out to Lehigh Acres.
So, oh, that part. Oh,
and early in the morning when we do the shows,
it's worth the effort though.
And he goes to an undisclosed location. I can't tell you exactly where, but we have a super box out there on a door that has the questions for the lightning round on official 3x5 index cards. See, this is the same kind used by game show hosts. So
yes,
right. This is the real deal.
You drive all the way out to L.A. to do that?
Starts with an L.
L.A. I never heard it called that.
Yeah, L.A.
Yeah, Lewiston, Auburn, where I'm from is L.A. All right.
Yeah, very early.
So, Jerry, you get the questions?
I do.
All right.
Jerry's accessing the super box. He's got the questions. He's going through them to make sure they're all there.
My chair's not going to open up and fall through the floor if
no,
I answer.
No,
okay,
no.
All right.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right, I'm ready. I'm locked in here. I'm ready.
We warned you about this, right? Get the cards
here. Yep, that's all right. I'm ready.
Make sure they're all here. Yep, they seem to be here. Good. Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome.
All right, now, the lightning round. Here we go. Now, we're looking for soundbite answers so we can really get to know you even better, Caroline, even better. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Lightning round. Where would you live if not in Florida?
New Orleans.
Great. NOLA. Great town. A lot of charm. Love it. Your favorite subject in school? Comedy?
Okay, I'm going to tell you the absolute truth. I still remember it. It was in a music class in seventh grade, and she took a week out of our singing to do the history of rock and roll.
Wow, how cool is that, teacher?
It was awesome.
Wow.
It was great.
Wow.
I loved it.
And what have you learned?
A lot. I've never
You're
stopped
still
learning.
Rocking, huh?
I never stopped learning.
She is still, let the record reflect, she is still rocking, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Caroline, what is your guilty pleasure? Something you don't typically reveal.
Let's see. I absolutely enjoy bad reality TV.
Bad? Like, can you give me an example?
Oh, yeah. 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, really?
I love people making terrible decisions right before I go to bed for the night.
The chaos
lulls me
that
into. Yes, I love chaos. Okay. Oh, and I a little fun fact. One of my favorite persons that appears on the show, I learned, just got a real estate license. I'm really, really, really hoping that he appears in one of my classes. It'll be just my celebrity moment.
Here. Did you ever see Bar Rescue?
Oh, absolutely. I love that show. I love it.
Yes, that was very compelling.
Yes, I watch all that kind of stuff.
The Brixton down in Austin. So I want to go down to Austin sometime and just... Yeah.
I love people screaming and yelling at each other on TV and seeing the light. And
very entertaining. A lot like a hockey game.
Having a beverage at the end. What's not to like?
There you go. Hey, what's your favorite restaurant to bring out-of-state clients or friends to?
Oh, I'm a big, big fan in Fort Myers of Chibo. Chibo is right off of McGregor. It's the food is great, but even more so, the hospitality is superior.
Really?
It's old school. It just makes you feel like a wonderful night out. Great folks that have worked there forever, and you just feel great.
Chibo,
just,
what's the cuisine there?
C-I-B-O. It's kind of an Italian bend, but there's something for everyone.
Bend.
Yeah. I wouldn't call it straight out Italian restaurant. There's other options as well, but it really is. They've done just a terrific job of extending their hospitality and good feelings.
Have you been there, Jerry?
No.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, I had not.
It's in a strip mall behind closed doors. You'd never even know driving by it, but it just reminds me of all the times when you used to go out to dinner, maybe with your grandparents, and everybody shook hands and greeted you, and they've got a very well-known bartender that everyone goes just to see him and sit at the bar, and it's just a great time. It's the way hospitality should be done, in my opinion.
Very cool. Now tell me about some of your favorite things, Caroline. Your favorite TV show?
Well, I'll tell you, my favorite TV show of all time, I'm a big fan of mid-century and retro, and my favorite TV show of all time was Mad Men. I absolutely love Mad Men.
Yes.
I just loved it. But not just the storyline, but the decor and the style
I agree. I'm right there with you. You know what else is similar to that? A movie in terms of the decor is Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Same vibe, right?
I'm a collector of mid-century stuff.
I
got a bizarro house.
Me three.
I totally dig it. I love everything mid-century.
Very cool. What's your favorite food?
Oh, well, interestingly enough, perhaps I took a little foray a couple of years ago. I teach so much. I like to go to other folks' classes. And okay, so I'm watching a reality show. I'm watching Barbecue Pit Masters. I don't know if you've ever seen this show. It's a barbecue competition.
No, but I'm in.
It's great. And one of the judges mentioned he had a cooking class in Georgia. And I'm sitting there, and I Googled it, and it was kind of crazy moments. I'm going. So I went to this guy's cooking camp in Georgia for 3 days. We're out in the middle of nowhere in Georgia. I mean, we're talking roll up your sleeves, and if there's any, you know, vegans, I'm sorry. You know, people, they roll out this whole hog. Your elbows deep into it. We're learning about spices and rubs. And this went on for 3 days. And I'll tell you what, the best beer I ever had in my life, about noon that day, and we're covered in spices and guts and all this stuff. They rolled out this keg covered in ice, and so you're out here in the middle of the woods.
Yes.
They're burning smoke. They give you this cold beer. I'll tell you what, I that's kind of one of my things. I've gotten into I'd like to learn how to be a pit master. One of these days, I'd like to just do one competition and win a ribbon.
That experience in Georgia is where you got your nickname, right? Old Blood and Guts Bowling. No?
She's going to that show alone.
I would last like 2 seconds on Survivor.
All right.
That's not my jam. But
what's your favorite movie?
Oh, my gosh. My favorite movie. I'll tell you what never fails to capture my attention is any of the Godfathers. You know, it's one of these things I'm walking by and I see a clip. I'll just sit here for a few minutes, and next thing you know, I'm knee deep into the third Godfather, and I've been sitting on the couch for 6 hours. I love all the Godfathers.
The Godfather tends to drive my hotel decisions when I travel to New York. I'll look for a hotel where they filmed part of the Godfather. So, Godfather, I think part one. Luca Brasi took it in the Edison Hotel bar with a piano wire from behind.
That's
why I stay at the Edison.
Well,
and George had from Seinfeld had an affair there. The exterior shot is at the Edison.
Wow.
And there's your Fort Myers tie. It's all full circle.
I love it. But yeah, I'm not really into rom-coms or chick flicks, you know. Yeah. And I would say Goodfellas is probably a second, you know.
Classic.
The whole, you know, yeah, you're funny. You're making me laugh. You know, what do you mean?
Do I look funny like a clown?
Hilarity ensues.
You know? Like a clown?
I'm just messing with
you. Am I here to amuse you?
Yeah. Amuse you. You Utes.
There's a lot of holes in the desert. But we could go on and on. All right. Changing the subject here. Let's change the subject. Caroline, socks with sandals, yes or no? Let's settle this.
What?
Socks with sandals, yes or no?
Oh, beep no.
Heck to the no.
I'm taking the socks off right now.
All right. Which celebrity, Caroline, have you been told you most resemble?
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Oh, gosh, oh, no? Is that a Japanese celebrity?
I don't think
oh, gosh, oh, no.
Anyone, really. I've never, other than, it's not really a celebrity, but locally, it's, okay, so we had this car dealer that he had, his sidekick was Caroline.
Sure.
Yeah, and the tagline always was, it's huge, Caroline. So I've heard every variation of that joke, you know. I get it, you know. Yeah, but he did wonders for the correct pronunciation of my name, because growing up, it used to drive me nuts as a kid. I think that's why I'm so into the baseball announcing. I want every kid's name pronounced right.
Yeah.
But it was always Caroline.
Well, that's my wife's name, and she gets the reverse. People call her Caroline.
I'm like L-I-N-E, you know, and I used to even write my name, if anybody knows what it means anymore, phonetically, you know, where you put the, you would know, being a newspaper person.
Right.
He's our writer extraordinaire.
But I've never been told I look like anybody.
Huh.
But
are you named after
Caroline?
At least
to my face.
Caroline Kennedy?
No, I was not. The story goes, I was going to be a Carolyn, but a family member surfaced and said, you know, why don't you switch it up and do a Caroline? There's more Carolyns than Caroline, but I will tell you, I absolutely abhor the song Sweet Carol.
I thought you were the inspiration for it.
That's just so good.
So you're not
so
a Red Sox
good.
Fan?
No. Okay. I do have a little funny Red Sox sidebar in that, several years ago, when the Red Sox were moving from City of Palms to JetBlue, they did a community casting call to be their spring training announcer.
Oh, yeah.
And I went.
Somebody else I know.
And I did make the top 10. And our final audition actually was at the park, which was kind of cool, so I got to say some baseball
and hear
players
yourself
and
through
stuff.
The speakers.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's number seven.
Obviously, I was not selected, so I said, I will be your next curse. Forget the goat or whatever. I think the goat was in Chicago. And that year, ironically, they had their worst season ever. Ding, ding, ding.
That's what they get.
Worst year since, as they said, 1965, which was the year I was born.
Yeah.
So this is probably dangerous territory here. We're really getting a tell-all here where all the Red Sox fans are going to be. It was your fault.
But get to know you.
They came back and got the last revenge. But it was a great time.
Wow.
But yeah,
very
maybe
cool.
It was they knew how I felt about Sweet Caroline, which is not good.
Yeah, I like it. I like that song. I like Neil Diamond. I like the Red Sox. All right. Do you do any imitations, Caroline?
All day long.
All right. Let's hear one.
I just my kids say it drives them crazy whenever I'm recounting a story. You don't have to pretend like you're doing everybody's voice, so, you know.
Like, for example?
You know, I used to do pretty decent, you know. It's fabulous. It's fantastic. It's the greatest real estate transaction ever. You want to come to Florida. Florida's great, you know. It's great. It's fantastic. It's fabulous. You know,
it's huge, too.
That's my bad Trump.
It's great. It's huge. Okay. I hold in my hand right here the last
there it is.
Lightning round question. You get one bucket list item. What is it?
Oh, my bucket list item. Well, honestly, one of my things I always think about is I just wish I would have gotten to see Led Zeppelin. I know that's not going to get to happen because it's over and done, but I remember when I learned that the drummer had passed and they were just getting ready to start a tour, and the tour is going to take them through Chicago, and I was always thinking in many ways I was going to convince my parents that I should go see Led Zeppelin in Chicago, and that didn't happen. But in terms of real life stuff, one of these days, I'm not a huge traveler or anything like that, but I would like to go on a Mediterranean cruise. places. I'd like to stop in Greece and Italy and Spain and just
much history.
Eat and drink myself silly. Yeah. So.
yes, indeed. All right. Well, Caroline, you have been a sport. We really appreciate your playing along with the lightning round today.
Hey.
And Jerry, thank you for driving out to Lehigh.
Yes,
he didn't get a wink of sleep last night,
I'm
I understand.
Still exhausted,
as a result of this.
By the way, I need money for gas, Jim.
Well, no, you see the CFO down the hall. He'll take care of you on that. Fill out the form and you're good to go. All right. Hey, thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you've gotten some useful news you can use from Caroline, who has been with us today, Caroline Boland. Caroline, how can folks get in touch with you if they'd like to do that?
Oh, easily. You can email me, Caroline, Caroline, at Larson, Larsoned, LarsonEd.com. Or you can even get in touch with the Royal Palm Realtor Association here, because Angela, our professional development director, she knows how to get in touch with me too. So absolutely, I do communicate quite frequently with a lot of people in the real estate business. Just we're a network. We need to connect. And you know, I'm originally from the Midwest, so the saying goes, you know, do you know a guy? And I'm like, I got a guy. I got a guy. You need a home inspector, you need a roofer, you need a lender, you need a title company. I got a guy.
I got a realtor.
And just somebody to bounce ideas off of. I'd love to, because I always set out to be the kind of person I wanted to meet when I got started. So
go.
I'm perfect. That for you. Call nice. Caroline.
Nice. And you can connect with us, and I'll pass the word along to Caroline.
Great.
Yeah, if you have any ideas for shows, guests, topics you'd like us to cover, we're happy to hear from you and hear what you have to say. So you can send us an email to shows@rpcra.org, and we will get right back to you. Again, shows@rpcra.org. I also want to thank, besides our guest and Jerry Johnson here, thank you, Jerry.
Oh, hey. Thanks, Jim. Thank you.
Great of you to go out to Lehigh today.
Fun show today.
Really appreciate that.
Yeah. You cracked a whip, so you know, what am I going to do?
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Caroline, I also want to thank Beata Jones. You know Beata.
Yes, absolutely.
She is our CEO, and she is a big supporter of the Royal Palmcast and all that we do here at RPCRA in Fort Myers, Florida. And if you're listening, we'd appreciate it if you'd subscribe on your favorite podcast app. We're also on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, IGTV, etc. You can find us on Twitter. We're all over the place.
Yeah, share with your friends.
Yeah, let your friends know, especially if you know somebody who's buying, selling, or is a realtor. This show is for them. And we've got lots of episodes in the can you can go back and listen to at your leisure and find one that interests you and become a subscriber. We'd appreciate that. Again, my name is Jim Sandville, and we will look forward to seeing you again next time.
Thanks for listening to the Royal Palmcast. Be sure to listen again each week. Share and subscribe on your favorite podcast app or YouTube. And be sure to check out our sister podcast, Realtor Riff Wrap, and our video news show, Realtor's Corner, which can be found on the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association Facebook page and YouTube channel. For information about sponsorship opportunities for this and other RPCRA productions, email us at shows@rpcra.org. This has been a production of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association.